first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Don Perlmutter watches his father transcend his own transcendental meditation practice.
Our father's behavior was predictable. His arrival time home, the daily exercise routine, followed by the martini and newspaper, while we all patiently waited for dinner. As Dad aged, he began to chafe at the routine he had boxed himself into. Encouraged by his cousin, who was always experimenting with the latest fad in self-improvement, including self-actualizing trips to Esalen and scream therapy, Dad announced he was taking up TM, Transcendental Meditation. This sent shockwaves through the family. Our gray flannel dad, who had a Spock-like reverence for logic and rationality, was to embark on a journey into mystical mind expansion. What was next? LSD? Replacing Bach with the Beatles? True to his methodical nature, Dad enrolled in a 6-week TM class. My mother, resentful that my father's spiritual needs were not being completely satisfied by her, decided to tag along one day to see what went on. To her chagrin, she discovered that the instructor was a nubile woman in her 20s. Though Dad was taking lessons only to improve his meditation technique, Mom's reaction proved to be counterproductive to Dad's quest for serenity. The lessons ended abruptly. Nevertheless, meditation was permanently incorporated into Dad's after-work ritual and replaced the martini and newspaper. He couldn't really escape the need for a ritual, but at least it was a new one. The change in routine was a bit disruptive at first, but the payoff was that we got to eat earlier. Mom would tease Dad for years about his meditation instructor. Dad would answer straight-faced, "Oh, was she pretty? I hadn't noticed."
Don Perlmutter is a retired optometrist who loves to meditate on the humorous foibles of family history. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.